Chapter 9. Nikki. Of the rueful conversation which passed between Nikki Six, a Freeman, and Tommy Lee, a dog's body, concerning the tale of the rug burns on Pamela Anderson Lee's back. Tommy used to call from jail in tears every day. Separated from his kids and wife, he was in agony. As angry as he was at Pamela for pressing spousal assault charges and sticking him with a 6-month sentence, he still wanted her back so badly. But she kept toying with him, driving him out of his mind. He would pour out his heart in letters to her every day, none of which he'd ever show us. The worst part for the band was losing Tommy at such a critical juncture in our dispute with Elektra. In addition, Vince was having major money problems, and we had scheduled a tour independent of the label to bail him out, because if he couldn't get together a lump sum for his creditors, they were going to foreclose on his, and thus our, assets. If Tommy stayed in jail for a full 6 months, however, the tour would be canceled at our expense, Vince would be destitute, and Elektra would have us vulnerable and right where it wanted us. As much as any of us, Tommy needed this tour because the money would help him pay his legal bills and support his children. But Tommy's mind was so far removed from such matters. All he could think about was trying to get back to the domestic bliss that was life with Pamela Anderson, even though she had already started divorce proceedings and hadn't visited him once. As far as Tommy was concerned, however, Motley Crue was over, a closed chapter. Every girl does the same thing to a young band. They always say, "You're the most popular," or "You're the cutest one," or "You're the one everyone talks about." With older, more experienced bands, the women have to get more subtle. They say, "Those guys are holding you back," or "You should be getting more money," or "They're not treating you with enough respect." And every time the guy will say, "Really? Do you think so?" They don't have the balls to say, "Shut the fuck up. We are a fucking gang, and we've been a gang since the beginning, so please stay out of it." This happens because every girl wants her guy to be the guy, and every guy wants to hear from a girl that he is the guy. And so what happens afterward is that when one guy driving the band says left, the henpecked guy will say, "No, let's go right." He won't really want to go right, but he'll want to assert himself as the leader. Every band is the same, the drugs, the women, the ego. All three of them prey on you and destroy your group. And, after getting over the drugs, the women and the egos were destroying us. "I don't know if I can do this anymore," Tommy said. "Why would I want to tour just to pay for Vince's mistakes?" The touring was about more than Vince and his pocketbook. It was also about getting Tommy out of jail. We had every promoter in the country writing the judge letters about the financial straits they'd be in if Tommy's jail term forced the cancellation of dates. So I told Tommy, like I had a million times before, that he could do both, start his own band and play in Motley Crue. That's what I was doing with my side project, 58, a collaboration with David Darling, who happened to be married to Bree Howard, which made him my ex-stepfather-in-law. "I'll tell you one thing," I said. "Being on the road with Motley Crue is going to be a hell of a lot safer than being at home with Pamela Anderson." As I visited Tommy in jail each week, I wondered why I had never done the same for Vince when he was serving time after the Razzle accident. He was my brother and bandmate too, but back then I was too addicted and self-indulgent to think about anyone else. I called Vince and said, "You know what sucks? That I've been to visit Tommy a dozen times in jail, and I never went to visit you once." "It's okay," Vince said. "You were really fucked up back then." "It's not okay with me," I said. "It was a miserable time for you, and we weren't there for you. We had just completed the most successful tour a young rock band had ever gone out on. We had just enjoyed the best times of our lives together. And when you went to jail, we dropped you like a hot sack of shit." "Don't worry about it," Vince said. "Everything ended up okay." "I don't know if it did," I said. "I don't know if it did." That night, Vince and I decided to spend some time together. There was a party at the Playboy Mansion, and we pulled in after midnight. When we walked in, a friend named Dennis Brody ran up to us. He said Pam had just been at the party getting very friendly with her ex-boyfriend, a surfer named Kelly Slater, in the middle of the game room with dozens of people watching. The next afternoon, Tommy called. He was excited because he had just checked his answering machine and there was a message from Pam. He made me call his machine and listen to it. "I love you so much, baby," the message began, "and I'm so sorry you were in there. I know it will make you a stronger person, though. Just always remember that I love you and care about you very much." I called Tommy back. "Dude," he said, "I have hope. There's a good chance now that we will be back together." I wanted to keep my mouth shut, but that's not what a real friend would do. "I have a story to tell you," I began, "and I don't think you're going to like it." He was flabbergasted. He refused to believe that while he was in jail talking to cockroaches, she was out getting the cockroach. "You know what?" he told me. "Pam always hated you." I always knew that was true. Some people said it was because she was jealous of my friendship with Tommy, but I always thought it was because she couldn't control me. Every time she went out to eat with us, she had every man at the table willing to sell their soul to pay the check, or pass the bread, or pick up a napkin she had dropped. But I was never interested. I used to tell Mick that I wouldn't even fuck her with his dick. She just seemed weird and misshapen, like someone had beat her face in with an ugly stick, albeit a very expensive ugly stick. Who she reminded me of, actually, was some of the chicks Vince fucked. And come to think of it, she was one of the chicks Vince fucked.